Cyanobacteria covered around 90% of Utah Lake at one point last year. This year, the bloom's getting started about 2 weeks earlier, and that makes state and county officials a bit uneasy.
We're kind of talking around here like maybe this is the new norm, right?
Bryce Larson oversees environmental health for the Utah County Health Department. He calls last summer a learning experience. This year, he says, the bacteria spread is being tracked with satellites and aircraft.
What that helps with is they can kind of see where it's drifting, right? To see where the blooms are going and what part of the lakes are impacted. And then you can send boats or whatever to those areas, you know, to take samples.
Officials are measuring bacteria concentrations. They're also testing for the toxins those bacteria produce. Barbara Crouch leads the Utah Poison Control Center. She says over 24 calls have come in already with questions and concerns about algae exposure.
Skin irritation, eye irritation, itching, kind of like almost an allergic type reaction, maybe some stomach upset, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, those kinds of things.
Crouch says children and pets can be especially susceptible. Her agency fielded thousands of calls last year, including people exposed to blooms at Schofield Reservoir and Payson Lakes. Judy Fays, KUER News.